Sorry, you probably got blanket ruffles in the microphone there. Let's turn you. Also, this is my old phone with the acid smashed screen. No, that makes it sound like they were connected. They weren't connected. The time I put acid... the time I put acid on the screen and the whole smashy smash thing is not the same. Sorry, I forgot you have to talk. If you're recording, you need to talk, but you also need silence because words are formed by silence. I know they're not, they're formed by vocal cords, but silence gives words shape and emphasis and meaning. If you say something and then you pause, people expect more. See, silence is helpful, only it's not because it is stifling. What kind of person are you when it all gets too much? Now me, I am the leave me alone type, runaway type, the I can't be with other people. If I'm with other people, then my own misery, my own emotional turmoil, my maelstrom of emotion. If I'm with other people, that just gets pushed aside. And I end up just placating and taking care of other people. And that's great. Well, great for other people. No, it's something. I'm not sure what it is, though. It's something. I'm not sure what. A product of my upbringing. I hate this chair. I really do. Nothing good has... Actually, the last 3 years, nothing good has come out of the last 3 years. I'm not blaming COVID. I'm just saying COVID is part of the problem. Have you ever... What's the race that has hurdles? The hurdle race. The hurdle... thingy with the run. Fuck. Are they called hurdles? Is that called a hurdle race? That doesn't sound right. Hurdle race. No, it's not a decathlon. That's got 10 events. Not a heptathlon. That's got 8. It's not a pentagon. What the fuck is called? Okay, now my brain is trying to figure it out. Not a steeplechase. Is it even a chase? Hey Google, what's the race with hurdles?
According to the Jockey Club, a hurdle race is a horse race where the horses jump over obstacles called hurdles.
No, it's not. It's not that. That's the wrong one. No, there's like a human race. With hurdles. I know there is. Oh, that's a Google job. But Google just... Okay. One thing I've found, and it's similar to AI. Actually, it is AI. When I... Oh, for fuck's sake. No, I just got my other phone, the phone that's not smashed up and shit. Athletics with hurdles? Athletics with hurdles. Sports dietitian's response to the Netflix show The game changer. I don't think that. Did I miss? I must have done some serious misspelling. Wow! Fucking hell. I don't have my glasses on. I misspelled. I don't know what it is about not having my glasses on, but it makes me a terrible speller. And also, I'm a terrible speller at the best of times. Race with hurdles. I don't know if they're called hurdles. Well, you jump over hurdles, so it must have a name. What's it called? That's not. Wow, I misspelled athletics and hurdles and. Oh my god, this is embarrassing. Race. I'm like a pensioner using. It's called hurdles! What is the track of a field involves running and jumping over sports? No. What is a race of hurdles called? Hurdle races. It's called a hurdle. So I was right. 2 miles. No, that's a horse thing. So, is there a race with hurdles? Hurdling. Hurdling? It can't be called hurdling. It's not. Is it called? Oh, God, I can't fucking see. Hurdling is the act of jumping over obstacles on a high speed, in a high, at a high speed. Wow, reading is so difficult. And but what's the human race called? Hurdle. Oh, I say this, still thus it sounds like a word. Hurdle. Hurdle. In track races, hurdles are normally almost as tall as I am. Well, that's embarrassing. And are technically known as low hurdles. Is it steeplechase? Is a steeplechase an actual thing? Well, they're right. What's a steeplechase? How do I. It's an obstacle race. What the hell? I don't know what I'm talking about. This is not a surprise to anyone. Hi. Stability. The problem with being a grown up. Hey, that's a good topic. The problem with being a good grown up is no one knows what they're doing. We're all just. Did I really think that AI could fill my. That was going to sound so dirty. Fill my gap, I was going to say. Which doesn't even sound that dirty. If you use the tube in London, which is the underground, the trains, mind the gap is a thing. But, I pride myself on the ability to make anything dirty. To make anything uncomfortable. Because sometimes dealing with people. I'm a bit of a defensive conversationalist. Because I'm an introvert, my social battery is not so great. But something that's easy for someone who's creative, this is why you don't use AI Orchid, you stupid bitch. You should have just written something. I can't write right now. I can't even record anything that isn't a rambling mess of rambly messiness. Stupid Orchid. What the fuck was I saying? Got the attention span of a 5-year-old, I just can't keep track. Something about being a grown up. Yes, no one knows what they're doing. And the problem is, somewhere along the line, so people respond to stimuli in different ways. This has just kind of gone off the rails. One way that people respond to stimuli. Nope, can't save this. Okay, If you have a group of people and none of them know what they're doing, there's always going to be one person who fronts up, who pretends to know what's happening. And humans, they like to follow. We're kind of like lemmings, but lemmings don't actually do that whole jumping off of a cliff thing. And if my speech pattern sounds weird, it's because I keep stalling, because I can hear myself making errors as I talk. But I'm trying not to freak out. But anyway, there'll be that one person who's shouting the loudest. So if you can hear my eyes squidging, I'm trying to rub them. Do your eyes squidge when you rub? No, do not go off on a tangent. But do they? There's that one person shouting, and other people hear them shout, so they wander over, and that person feels better because even though they are the same as everyone else who has no idea, in that they have no idea what they're doing, having other people listening to them makes them think that they do know what they're doing. And that's how we end up having stupid happenings in society, because we have someone who isn't a leader, because the person who shouts the loudest and the leader are very different things in this world. Leadership is not equated with volume, but volume attracts people. And if you have enough people, you're a leader. And this is why politics doesn't work. But anyway, none of us know what we're doing. We're all completely clueless. We don't cope well with change. Humans do not cope well with change. No, lie, we do. We evolve. Let me clarify. We do not cope well with change. It happens quickly. When it's slow evolution, we're great. We're so good. I mean, look at us. Homo sapien, look at us. We are, you know, we cope with change. Ooh, but when change comes a bit quickly, when change is too quick, it's, ooh, no, don't know how to do that. And the problem with technology means that change is coming quicker than we can cope with. One way this is reflected is in the legal system. We have insufficient legal framework to deal with AI. Hello, back to the topic of AI. I've circled back. I've saved it. Excellent. Talking makes me feel better. Kind of. Not really, but kind of. Okay. We're all clueless. We have no idea what we're doing. And we don't know how to deal with change on a micro scale. We can do it on a macro scale. That's very slow. The slow glacial wave of evolution. Not everyone survives. That's why we have evolutionary offshoots. And we keep digging up humans who are, you know, kind of human, but also not human. Maybe like a distant aunt. Dead aunt. Not good. No one knows what they're doing. But we like being in the orbit of people who do. Because we can pretend that we do know what we're doing. It's kind of, have you ever been somewhere you've never been before and then looked around to see how other people are acting? Like at your first university party? At first university party that you're not trashed for. If you're drunk, alcohol is a social lubricator of the gods. And of the mortals. And of nerds. Hello, I'm a nerd. But if you're sober for the first time, your first, so you know they have, when you're a nerd, and you're super nerdy, sometimes you get invited to these, what do you call them? What do you call them? Faculty bullshit parties, where a lot of people who think they're really smart get together and basically tell each other how smart they are, and then they have students who might be nerdy. Hi, okay, yes, I was a nerd. And then you get to, I don't know, pretend that you're one of them, and that's something you're meant to want to do if you're maybe heading into, there was a very short period of time where I thought I was going to be an academic. Very, very short period of time.
Nope, no thank you. But they do, academics do love to hear themselves talk. And I do love to hear myself talk, although I don't because I don't like my voice. And maybe that's why I didn't become an academic. Wow, origin story. No, academics do love to hear themselves talk. And they love to talk to each other and play the game of who's smarter or who can be more obscure in their references. Have you ever had to reference a paper? Try having to reference a whole fucking conversation because there's a bunch of academics and they're talking. Guess what I'm trying to say? Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say. When you have a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing, then you have one person really shouty in the corner. People go to see the shouty person. And then we think, hey, the shouty person's got it together. Let's do what the shouty person does. But it turns out the shouty person is just having a stress reaction because they don't know how to cope with change, and you don't know how to cope with change, and I don't know how to cope with change. And when change happens, I have three modes. I have run and hide in my bed. Hi, that's where I am now. And just. That was a descriptive sound. I have the I must be there for other people mode, which is responsibility and obligation and self-recrimination and oh my god, I hate myself so much. When will it end? And then I have this weird third mode that I haven't really engaged recently, but I will probably engage tomorrow, which is hey, I am such. I fucked up saying super functional. I am super functional and I can get shit done. It's actually my favorite mode that I have, but it's hard to engage because I hear plates. Oh no. Someone's cooking. That's not good. I mean it is good, but I got that out. I got out salmon, so that's probably not good. Oh no. It might be the banshee's turn to cook. Yes, I know. It's a bad idea to have a blind person cook. It's not a bad idea to have a blind person cook. There are people who are blind who live on their own and function. My banshee is not one of them. And here. Oh no, he's either putting away a dishwasher. Or a blind person putting away a dishwasher is just as wonderful as you think it sounds. God damn it. Or he's not serving. I can normally tell. Are you serving? There's no swearing. Oh, don't you be serving the chili I made because it's not actually made because I stopped making it halfway through because there was fire. There was fire. There was fire. So a couple of days ago, I was making chili, and there was fire. I actually recorded it for you. It was funny as fuck, but it was before I knew about, yeah. But the chili is half made. Now, if you think you can make half made chili, you can't really make half made chili. That sentence was confusing for both you and me. But what you can do, if you have everything cooked, you can retard the process by fridging it halfway through. So there is half-fridged, made, cooked chili. Basically, chili, well, this particular chili, needs a long, slow boil to develop the flavors to boil off the liquid. And that's where I was. So it's cooked. It's just not cooked. Emphasis is important. It's important. Cooked. So it's there. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine. You're fine. It's all good. I don't know why I'm talking. Wow, we're entering the hyper stage of panic right now. Where you realize that we're talking. And nope, it's fine. You can retard it by putting it in the fridge and it'll last for a couple of days. And you're gonna have to finish cooking it. But I really hope they have I need to text them and ask them if they've had the half-cooked chili, but they don't know it's half-cooked, even though I did say... Well, did I actually say... I think I said to myself, which counts, right? When you say something to yourself, it means that people should hear that, or not. When you talk to yourself, they do hear that, and we're going off on a tangent. We are going off on a tangent. But did I tell you that I almost set fire to myself? Well, I actually have a little recording of that. Not me setting fire to myself. It's not like I pressed record and then they're like, hey, I'm going to set fire to myself. Oh, whoa, it's hot. I need to stop talking for a second. Yes. So my panic response is shut down, help others, be functional. I helped others. I did my time. I'm now solidly in the let's hide away and I re-up my blanket. Oh, that yawn actually hurt. I don't think my toes are meant to bend that way. I don't think I have bendy toes. Oh, also I just think I wish it was happening more slowly, this change. I've had to order a new laptop, by the way. Because as much as I can't cope with change as a messy human being, having a very active blind person who has an anxiety disorder and then someone dies, smashy, smashy. I don't know if I'm going to post on... Well, I have a plan. I don't have a plan. I can't do this right now. I think my social battery has run out. This counts as being social. But... I'm going to stop talking. See, I don't think you've ever really heard me go quiet. Well, in live streams, something will happen and I'll go quiet, and you've heard a glance of it there. But this is really when I go quiet. I clench my jaw. It's not sulking. It's just, preservation mode. It's temporary. And I can see super function. I can see super functional mode on the horizon. Okay. Yeah, I've got another gas in the tank.